请大家先翻开圣经，出埃及记三十三章。
Let us first turn to the Bible, Exodus chapter 33.
33章十二节。
Chapter 33, verse 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
摩西对神说，你吩咐我说将这百姓领上去，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按你的名认识你，你在我眼前也蒙了恩。十三节。
Verse 13。
我如今落在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你的眼前蒙恩。求你将求你想到这名是你的名。那我们再继续看十七节。
We continue to verse 17.
那神对摩西说，你这所求的我也要行，因为你在我眼前蒙了恩，并且我按你的名认识你。那这是神对摩西所说的话。
These are the words of God to Moses.
那就是摩西在神的眼前蒙了恩。
Because Moses have found grace before God.
那摩西啊，求神啊，指示他的道，能够认识他啊，能够认识神呢。
Moses asked God to show him the way to know God.
啊，所以摩西也很想认识神。
Moses would desire to know God.
那神呢，也认识摩西。
And then God also knew Moses.
但是啊，神是按着他的名啊来认识他。
But God knows him by name.
啊，所以在四千年前啊，神对摩西所说的话，那今天呢，也是对我们讲的。
Therefore, the words of God spoken to Moses about 4,000 years ago are also spoken to us today.
啊，所以我们就把今天的题目啊，说神按你的名来认识你，就直接啊，对我们每一个人，包括对我啊，这样讲说神按我的名来认识我。
So today's topic, we set it as God knows us by name, including myself, that God knows me by name.
那当然，名字呢，人要有一个名字，那名就是能够区别谁是谁啊。
Of course, everyone would have a name because a name would identify one from another.
不然，假如人没有名字，那要叫谁做事情，要跟谁打招呼，那这个很难去区别。
If someone were not to have a name, then how can you call him to do some things, or you want to say hi to that person?
所以人一出生父母亲一定会给一个名字。
As soon as a baby is born, the parents would name him or her by name.
这个名呢，就是代表着他。
His name would represent the baby.
那这个名啊，当父母亲取的时候，就已经给了一个期待。
When the parents named the baby a name, they also had expectation.
比如说我的孙女她的父母亲给她取名叫谦柔希望她能够谦卑又柔和。
For example, my granddaughter was named as gentle and meek.
但是有的不一样，有的是发财希望她发财，不管你做人怎么样。你就是要发财。
However, some people are named to be wealthy because they are supposed to get wealthy, no matter what they are.
所以父母亲就给孩子一个名字。
So parents would call their children a name.
当然有的人就活不出他那个名字。有的人名字虽然叫做发财，可是他可能没有发财呀。
Because, however, some people are unable to live up to that name. Some people cannot be wealthy or rich because they're called wealthy.
那我希望我的这个孙女真的将来能够柔和谦卑。
I truly hope my granddaughter in the future will become gentle and meek.
所以就是要活出她的名字的内涵。
To live the meaning of her name.
所以人这个名字当然是外在的，总是要有一个名字嘛，才能够区别谁是谁呀。
This name is only an outward identification of a person from another.
那其实这个人名的背后这个名字的内涵也有一个实质的内涵呢。
But actually, there is a deeper meaning to a name.
比如说以前的这个先知的名字也是很特别的。
For example, the prophets of the olden times have very special names.
比如说何西呀他的名字就是神是救恩的意思。
For instance, Hosea is actually God is salvation.
那约珥就是耶和华是神。
The Joel means the Lord is God.
那俄巴底亚就是神的仆人。
Obadiah means the servant of God.
那拿鸿就是安慰者。
Nahum is the comforter.
啊，所以这些人哈，他们的父母亲啊，因为是希伯来人，很虔诚的人哈，所以他们所取的名字啊，就跟信仰、跟神性有关系。
Because these prophets came from Hebrew parents, therefore they are named after meanings that are related to their religion or the nature of God.
啊，所以当时看到这个名字啊，就知道这个是一个啊基督教哈。当然以前不是基督教，就是说这个是一个敬虔的家庭。
By knowing their name, they can be identified as a religious family.
那今天呢，比如说有的人叫做西安，哦，那我们就知道啊，这个西安呢、啊、从圣经而来，所以他的父母亲呢可能就是基督徒啊，就西安。
For example, a person is called Zion. You can infer that this person's parents are Christians because it is a biblical name.
啊，所以我们可以从这个名字呢就知道，大概大致上可以猜得出来。这是一个怎么样的家庭？这是一个怎么样啊价值观取向啊？他是注重什么？他是注重世界上的钱财呢，还是注重内在的品格啊的这一种？那、我们就可以看得出来什么样的家庭。
So from a person's name, you can infer what kind of a family background it is. Are they religious, or what are their priorities and values in life? What are the things that they emphasize in this world?
啊，所以我们看这个以利哈、这个家庭。
Like the family of Eli.
那以利这个家庭啊，其实啊，他们这个父母亲给孩子取名啊，那我们就可以从名字就知道这个家庭啊，其实不是很敬虔哈的家庭。
From the names that he named his children, we can see that it is actually not a very godly family.
啊，就是我们今天是一位基督徒，我们为我们的孩子取名啊，比较接近圣经的名字啊，我们也不会取啊，就是。不是很热心，也不会取这种名字哈。
For example, we are Christians today. Even though we are not as fervent as we should be, we will not name our children something that that is too worldly.
好，那我们看他的一个儿子呢，叫做何弗尼。
One of the children is called Hophni.
那这个何弗尼哈的意思啊，就是拳击手啊 ，boxer， 就是要打拳击哈，那个拳击手啊。
The name Hophni refers to a boxer.
那也是这个 fight， 就是打架的人啊。
A person who fights.
啊，所以你看这个名字啊，他，我不知道这个以利为什么会替他儿子啊取名这种的一个名啊。
I don't know why Eli would name his son this way.
说这个孩子以后成长，然后就变成非常的暴躁。
In the future, when this child grew up, he will have his own desires and would want it to be.His way.
啊，所以我们看他很多不理啊，这个要献祭的人啊，人家的肉都还没烤哈、啊，还没有献祭，他就要把人家抢走了。
He was a big bully. He snatched people's meat, the meat to be offered to God.
啊，那个人说不行啊，我要先献祭，我要先奉献给神呢、啊。
The person would say, "Oh, I cannot give it to you because this is for an offering."
那你要拿再给你啊。
If you want, I would get something else.
啊，他说不行，我要生的。
He said, no, the meat should be raw.
就要
I want it now.
啊，你不要的话，他把你抢走。
If you refuse, then he'll take it away from you.
那你说是不是非常霸道啊？
Is it called such a bully?
啊，这个名字啊，那从小给他取这个名字，你看到长大啊，真的就是这样的一个人啊。
The way he was named, he grew up to live up to that name.
啊，所以我们假如一谈到何弗尼啊，那就知道。啊，这个是恶人啊！圣经说是不论是神的人呢、啊，恶人呢、啊。
And once we call out the name Hophni, the Bible says this is an evil man, a person who doesn't know God.
啊，不是普通人哦，啊，是恶人呢、啊。
He's not just any ordinary man, but he's a wicked man.
啊，那第二个儿子呢
？What about the second son?
这腓尼哈。
He was called Phinehas.
啊，腓尼哈就是蛇哈、啊，蛇这个很会钻啊，这个动物这个蛇。
Phinehas means the snake.
哦，那是很会钻营啊。
He swirls about and try to enter into holes.
所有的好处啊，都要他们拿，都是要随他们才可以的。
All the types of benefits should go into them.
所以叫钻营这个好处，看哪边有好处就往哪边走啊。
They will go into every type of loopholes to get all benefits.
啊，所以你看这个是一个怎么样的家庭啊
？So what kind of a family is this?、
所以这个名字所代表的内涵呢、啊、是非常有意义的。
These names carry very important meanings.
啊，就能够让你看出啊，这是一个怎么样的人，还是一个怎么样的家庭。
So let us see what kind of a family is this and what kind of a person this is.
啊，所以我们在为我们下一代取名字哈、啊，要取得啊，也要能够蒙神祝福的名字啊。
when we want to name our children in the future, we also need to select names that will carry blessings with it.
啊，如果我们娶了以后，当然就是希望孩子能够按照这个名字哈，活出这个名字的意义来。
Because after we name our children, we hope that they will live up to that name.
我们看神的名字也是很特别，神的名字的内涵也非常特别的。
We see that the name of God is also very special, the meaning within it.
好，我们看出埃及记啊，三十四章。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 34.
三十四章第五节。
Chapter 34, verse 5.
三十四章第五节。
34, verse 5.
我们看到刚刚所念的三十三章的十三节哈，这个摩西哈，他说：“求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你哈。但认识你不只是这个外表的认识啊，这个还要实质的认识你的名啊，你叫什么名字啊？你的名字里头是什么内涵？”
Just now in chapter 33, verse 13, Moses said, "Show me now your way that I may know you. Knowing you is not only by name or outwardly, but the meaning of the name."
好，那。名就是你叫做什么名字，有一个名啊，好像我们我叫叶文泉，有一个名字啊。那他想说啊，神的名叫什么呢
？So he, knowing a person by name, you want to know the meaning of the name. So what is the name of God?
所以我们来看三十三章的十八节啊，十九节。先看三十三章十九节。
Let's read Exodus 33 verse 19 first.
十九节哈，神说我要将我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名啊，要宣告他神的名哦。
And then he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you.
那假如我们到这里的话，念到这里，那我们就想说，啊，神要宣告他的名，他这个名是叫 James 呢，还是叫 Peter， 叫 Paul， 啊，是这样的名字啊。
So when we read to this place, name of the Lord, we will think, what would the name be? Was it is going to be James, Peter, or Paul?
啊，所以我们就在等待哈，这个这个。总是我们想象了要这种名字出现。
We are anticipating of a name that will appear.
可是神是不是这样子宣告说他的名字叫 Peter 啊，叫 John 啊，还是叫这个 James？
However, did God announce that his name was Peter or John or James？
我们来看三十四章。
Let's read chapter 34.
第五节。
Verse 5.
三十四章第五节。
Chapter 34, verse 5.
那神在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告主的名。哦，我们看，要宣告他的名啊，他神要自己宣告嘿。
So now God is going to proclaim His own name.
好，那我们再看第六节。
In verse 6.
啊，神在他的面前宣告说，啊，主啊，主是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。第七节。
Verse 7.
那为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，直父及至子，直到三世代。啊，那从第六节到第七节啊，那么长的文字啊，哪有人的名字那么长的
？From verses 6 to 7, how can you say a person's name is so long with so many words？
啊，这个不是名字啊。
This is not a name。
那这个是什么呢
？What is this？
这个是他名字所代表的，他最主要他这个神啊，他所代表的内涵。他的为人啊，他的特性，他的本性，他的本质到底是什么
？This is the meaning, the nature, the attribute of God that is possessed within the content of the name.
啊，以我们现在人间我们这个人的术语来说哈，啊，就是这个人是一个怎么样的人
？In the words of men nowadays, how do we describe a person?
啊，有的时候我们先没有介绍名字，说啊，这位先生啊。他人 很温柔、啊、他人很谦卑，他很好公行善、啊、他很乐意来行善帮助人。
Sometimes before we even introduce a person by name, we'll say this Mister, he's very kind, he's full of charitable deeds, and he's very willing to help others.
那神在宣告他的名字，也是这种的宣告方法。
In proclamation of God's name, before he even announced his name, he announced it this way.
啊，所以神是有怜悯的、有恩典的神。
That the Lord God is merciful and gracious.
啊，不轻易发怒。
He's long-suffering.
那这个有罪的，他不会把他当成是无罪。
Those who sin, he will not regard them as sinless.
好多人就是善恶啊，分得很清楚。
He's very he knows the judges right from wrong clearly.
啊，但是神是有公义啊，也有怜悯。
He is just and merciful.
啊，所以他两边啊都兼顾得到。
So he can take care of both sides.
啊，这个神名字的内涵呢？
This is the content of God's name.
那神的名呢，也是忌邪者啊。
God's name is also a jealous God.
对，那这个忌邪，那当然这个忌邪就是我们今天英文翻出来叫嫉妒啊。
In English, it's called jealous.
那嫉妒当然我们人呢、啊、不要有嫉妒，因为这个嫉妒本身呢、啊，按照我们新约圣经来说是一个罪。
Of course, as human beings, we wouldn't want to be jealous because jealousy, according to the New Testament, it is a type of sin.
这个是情欲所结出的果子啊。
It is a fruit of our desires.
那神不希望我们有罪，这种的嫉妒。
God does not want us to be with sin, this kind of jealousies.
让人间的嫉妒啊，就是有别人比我好啊，别人得到我想得到的，但是我没有得到，那我心里面就有这种感觉啊，很不舒服啊，所以我就想。有机会的话，我就报复；有机会的话，就害他，要把他拉下来。
Because a human jealousy is the feeling, the uncomfortable feeling within us when someone does better than us or has a better condition than us. Whenever we get the chance, we would pull them down.
所以，记住那种内心的感受，那种心里不平衡啊，其实自己是很难受的。
This kind of unjust feeling within ourselves.Is unbearable.
所以这种会导致恨，这个是会记恨。
We will ignite hatred within us.
啊，这个恨呢会伤害到别人。
And this hatred will harm others.
啊，有的是口头上的伤害呀。
Sometimes we'll harm others with words.
那有的是实质上的伤害呀。
Sometimes in reality we hurt others.
啊，有的是那个对方一个人比我更漂亮，想办法来毁容，把他的容貌啊毁掉。
Another person is more beautiful than I, so I would like to disfigure that person.
啊，这是一个很负面，一个导致罪的一种的心理的状态。
This is a negative attitude within a person's heart.
但神啊，这个圣经说，这个敬虔呢，神的嫉妒的不一样啊。
But however, in the Bible, the reverence of God, the jealousy of God, is different.
啊，神的嫉妒，他这个终极目标就是不希望我们受害。
The ultimate aim of God's jealousy is so that we will not be hurt.
哦，好像这个孩子哈，孩子他们一直往那个啊危险的地方走去。
For example, a little child is walking toward a danger zone.
那我们不希望他一直往前走啊。
We don't want the child to continue to proceed.
啊，所以我们就想把他拉回来。
So we'd like to pull back the child.
因为我们不想他受害。
Because we don't want the child to be harmed.
所以神的嫉妒也是一样。
In the same way, God's jealousy.
这个关系就像丈夫啊跟妻子一样。
This relationship is like between husband and wife.
啊，就是希望能够保护妻子。
The husband would want to protect the wife.
那因为是爱到这个保，就爱的非常的做到了。
Because we love the wife so deeply.
啊，所以就是哎呀，你怎么会这样子？你怎么就是内心就产生一种，这种的。就是恨不得啊，他赶快回头了。
So this deep motivation of love would make the husband hope that the wife would quickly come back.
哦，所以这个中文字哈，这个很奇妙，这个恨不得，你看有个恨，对不对？啊。
Because in the Chinese description is like you hate yourself and wish that a person would do that.
神的这个爱就是恨不得他赶快回头啊，不是说恨不得他去死啊，他去受伤害，不是。
But God's desire is for a person to quickly repent, not to perish.
这个出于神的爱。
This comes out from the love of God.
爱到这个嫉妒。
Love to the point of jealousy.
啊，就是我们刚说讲，恨不得赶快回头，不要再往前走去啊，去受伤害。
It's just like we cannot help it but to hope that this person will not continue to proceed to get harmed.
那圣经说啊，他的名是很奇妙的。
The Bible says the name of God is marvelous.
啊，这个参孙的爸爸啊，要问神的名字，说你叫什么名字啊
？The father of Samson asked God, "What is your name?"
啊，你不用问了，我的名字是很奇妙的。
But God said, "My name is wonderful."
那这个也不是真正的名字啊。
This is not truly a name.
好，那他的名字是多奇妙呢
？How wonderful is this name?
我们请看以赛亚书的第九章第六节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
以赛亚书九章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
以赛亚书九章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子啊赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。 那这是一个很奇特的名字。
It's such a very extraordinary name.
那当然，这个也不是说真正的名字，好像我们所认识的这个 John 啊、Peter 啊、James 啊的这种名字。
Of course, this is not a just a one-word name, just as we know, like Peter or John or James.
这是谈到神啊的本性，神的本质。
This is not knowing the attribute and nature of God.
哦，神他就是很奇妙的。
He is wonderful.
哦，所以他的方法就奇妙。
He works in mighty, wonderful ways.
神在设计这个救恩的时候，人类啊，从来没有想过的。
The way he planned this salvation plan is something that a human brain can never fathom.
就是连魔鬼啊都没有想过，神说用这种救恩哈、啊，被钉在十字架上，说人家看起来耶稣就是个失败者。
Even the devil cannot figure out this out that a person called Jesus can be crucified on a cross and he looked like he's a failure.
就是连强盗其中一个、啊、被跟主耶稣被钉在这个十字架上的两个强盗、啊、有一个也是认为主耶稣就是这个失败者。
And one of the criminals that was crucified on the cross even considered Jesus was a failure.
所以笑他、嗯。
So he was mocking him.
但是神就是用这种方法来拯救人类、啊、
However, God used this particular way to save mankind.
就连魔鬼他也没有想过。
Even the devil cannot figure that out.
所以神是很奇妙的。
God is wonderful.
啊，我们有些时候啊，碰到难题呀、啊，啊，希望神能够帮忙。
Sometimes we meet with troubles, and we would hope that God will help us.
啊，这个方法也是非常奇特的。
The method that God used is always special.
就好像有个姐妹哈、啊，啊，她去读这个护士学校。
For example, a sister is in the nursing school.
啊，那考试出来，嗯，执照也拿到了，要去上班呢。
He got, she passed the test and she got her license and was ready to go to work.
那可是她英文不好啊。
But her English wasn't that good.
所以她说祷告神啊，说神啊，你帮助我啊。
So she was praying to God, God, please help me.
啊，那她也不知道神怎么帮助她。
She didn't know how God will help her.
啊，她的想法啊，她只是想，她可能哈、啊、想说。神啊，你帮助我能够听得懂这个英文啊，那到时候能够讲得出来啊。
She only in her brain, she was thinking, God, please help me so that I can understand this English, so that I can answer the questions.
但是神的意念啊，神所想的、啊、更深啊，神更能够知道这个人的底子啊，怎么好、啊、他也讲不出来，怎么听他也可能啊，人家那个英文呢、啊、是用连音啊讲的又很快啊，他大概也听不懂。
But God's thoughts are higher than her thoughts, knowing her by nature, that even though she were to understand the English, she cannot say in words the same way as the person who asked the question, because English is a linked sentences.
啊，所以神就用一个很奇特的方法来帮助她。
So God used wonderful method to help her.
神就感动这个要跟他 interview 的这个人哈、哦，跟他面试的这个人呐、啊，就不说话，只用把他的问题写在纸张上。
God moved this interviewer to write all the questions on a piece of paper instead of asking.
然后交给我们这个姐妹啊去看啊，我们的姐妹也是一样啊，就用这个笔呀、啊、写在纸上啊，再交给这位考官。
And handed the paper over to our sister, and in a similar way, our sister wrote the answer back on a piece of paper, handed it back to the interviewer.
好，这个考官看了又很满意啊，然后再写个问题啊，一样要给我们这个姐妹看，我们姐妹看了以后啊，再回答啊，写在纸上。然后再交给考官。
This interviewer then wrote the second question on a piece of paper and handed it again, and in the same way the sister responded by writing it on that same paper.
啊，当我们要看比较容易啊。
Of course, it's easier for us to read, right?
因为看是可以慢慢看的，慢慢写呀。
Because reading and writing, we can take our own time.
啊，这样来回以后。
In this way, back and forth.
我们这姐妹说：“哎呀，这个我看惨了，这个考官好像没有什么意思啊，这怎么也不问。”
This sister was contemplating that maybe this interviewer wasn't interested to employ me because he did not ask me a single question.
啊，是不是不说话哑巴
？Was he mute? How come he wasn't speaking?
啊，可是不是啊？到后来，等个整个结束以后
，But at the end of the whole thing,
这个考官说：“哎，你可以回去，我们好会通知你。”哎
，This interviewer said, "Okay, you're set to go, and then we will contact you."
啊，这个姐妹开车回去啊，这个很伤脑筋啊，这个。心里很不安，这个到底这个是什么意思？哪有人这个有没有诚意啊？你有诚意的话就要讲话、啊，怎么用写的
？So this sister was very troubled as on the way home and was thinking, are you even sincere? A person who is sincere would ask questions, right, instead of writing.
所以这个姐妹哈、她想说大概没希望了。
This sister was saying, perhaps this I don't have any hope now.
啊，结果三天以后，她接到电话通知，啊，说来上班了。
Then later on, she received a phone call, to ask her to come to work.
所以，神就用这种很奇妙方法，来帮助她。
So God used a wonderful way to help her.
要是我们不会想这种方法了。
For us, we cannot even figure out this way.
So, 神呢是很奇妙的神。
So God is our wonderful God.
但是他这个奇妙也要有这个能力啊，来使这个事情发生呢。
Even though he is wonderful, he should have this might to make this happen.
哦，这个 counselor 就是一个顾问嘛。那顾问想了很多很奇特的方法啊，奇奇怪怪的方法，但是呢，他没有能力使它发生。
A counselor is able to contemplate various ways and means that something would happen, but he will not have the ability to make things happen.
但是神的名啊，其中一个叫做全能的神，所以他有办法使他所想的方法发生。
But our God is also a mighty God because he's able to make the things that the method that he thought out happen.
好，那么一位全能的神，他还是永在的。
Our mighty God, He is also everlasting.
哦，他我们这辈我们这辈子存在，那下一辈子我们下一代的人啊，神还是存在。
In this lifetime we exist, and in the next lifetime God also exists.
所以神要成为我们的神，也就成为我们下一代我们子孙的神。
So God wants to be our God, and He will also be the God of our next generation and our next generation.
啊，他永远呢在帮助这些要寻求他的人。
Forever He will be helping those who seek Him.
那名字呢也是那和平的君。
His name is also the Prince of Peace.
就是不会凶巴巴的，有的很有能力，但是很凶呢。
He will not be very loud and very rude. Some people who are mighty are very rude.
但是我们的神不一样。
But our God is different.
他非常厉害。
He is very great.
他是全能的神，还是永在的父？
He is a mighty God and everlasting Father.
但是我们事情都很糟糕了，我们说神啊，拜托拜托啊，这个已经弄得哈，这个不可说实的，神默默的来帮忙我们。
Even though we are already placed in a very dire state, but God will silently, quietly help us.
我们看那个绵羊的比喻哈。
We see the parable of the lost sheep.
啊，那头绵羊啊，它已经走迷
了。This lost sheep has already lost his way.
哇，那个主人啊，这个主人说就去找啊。
This shepherd, the Lord Jesus, kept on searching for it.
哇，那个赞美诗说啊，哇，他这个荆棘满布啊，他都熟了，脚啊都被这个荆棘刺伤了。
Our hymn says he has been thorn stricken, both hands and feet, by the thorns.
找得非常辛苦。
He in the difficulty, he went to search for the sheep.
好不容易哦，你看，爬山上山下山找，好不容易找到了。
With much difficulty, going up mountains, going down into the valley, he found the sheep.
什么话都没说。
He didn't say anything.
要是我们的孩子不乖的话，乱跑啊，经过几个小时才找到。一定先给他两个耳光，你跑去哪里去？他都我都找都很慌张。
If it's our children, we have lost them for about a couple of hours. We cannot find them. We will first strike them on the cheek and then talk to them. Where have you been? I have been in all panic looking for you.
所以我们看到那个主耶稣的那一年主耶稣十二岁的时候，他们上圣殿去朝圣守节。
We see that those years when the Lord Jesus was still young, they were going to the temple for the feast.
那回家说，主耶稣啊，他还在圣殿里头跟那些文士在讨论道理。
On the way back home, the Lord Jesus was still in the temple discussing with the scribes.
哇，这个主耶稣的父母亲找一天呐，找不到。
And the father of the Lord Jesus could not find him for a whole day.
后来再回来圣殿找。
Upon returning to the temple,
找到了。
He found them.
那主耶稣的父母就对主耶稣说
：“The parents spoke to the Lord Jesus.
你知道我们找你找得很辛苦啊，很着急啊。
Do you not know that we are in search for you for a long time？
哦，我们台湾的话叫做这个抓狂，叫尿狂，或我们捶你捶个尿狂啊。
We are going in to be crazed in madness because of searching for you.
哦，这个按照翻译过来的话是很传神，就是找你找到抓狂，找个 crazy 尿狂。
We have gone crazy in search for you.
你看。”主耶稣啊，就找那个绵羊，就找到哇，千辛万苦终于找到了。
So the Lord Jesus was searching for the lost sheep in much difficult ways, and finally he found the sheep.
但是他连一声的责声都没有。
However, there's not a single sound of rebuke that came up of him.
就把他背在这个肩上。
He would put the sheep on his shoulder and carry him back.
这个主耶稣啊。
This is the Lord Jesus.
和平的君呢、啊。
He is the Prince of Peace。
啊，所以我们不管什么事情，就是来找主耶稣。
Therefore, in whatever ways it is, we come to look for Jesus.
所以我们现在就认识主的名字。
So now we shall know the name of God.
啊，所以我们新约说在追求，也是要真的是真认识主啊。
In the New Testament, we are also in search of the name of God, to know Him.
所以你看我们在做什么事情啊，就奉耶稣的名啊来聚会。
In whatever that we do, we say in the name of Lord Jesus, we come together.
啊，奉耶稣的名啊，我们大家一起来祷告。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
啊，奉耶稣的名来读圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we read the Bible.
啊，奉耶稣的名赶鬼。
In the name of Jesus, we cast out Satan.
对，因为这个耶稣的名啊，实在太奇特了。
Because this name of Jesus is so wonderful.
所以这个名字内涵是不得了的。
The meaning of this name is very special.
啊，奇妙测试啊。全能的神，永在来赴和平的君。
Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
哦，所以我们想想哦，我们这个奉耶稣的名是不多的，这个名字所代表的内涵呢、啊、是非常丰盛的，有个丰盛的生命力。
So let's think about it. This name of Jesus has an abundant meaning. It carries with it abundant meaning of life.
啊、哦，所以我们现在奉耶稣的名聚会。
Like now, we in the name of Lord Jesus, we hold our service.
所以你看，主就说啊，你们两三个人，只要是奉我的名聚会，那我就在那里。
You see, the Lord Jesus said, if two or three of you gather in my name, I will be in the midst of you.
啊，他虽然是在天上，但是他也可以跟我们同在哦。
Even though he is in heaven, he is also together with us.
因为是耶稣的名。
Because the name of Jesus.
啊，这个名字所代表内涵是非常奇特的。
This name carries with it a very deep and important meaning.
啊，所以我们经常带着耶稣的名啊。
We constantly bring the name of Jesus.
哦，你看，我们带着一位这个测试，带着一个顾问啊。
We are bringing with us a mentor, a counselor.
啊，这个顾问呢，也可以说是律师啊、医生啊，你可以 name， 你可以啊说他是什么专家都可以。
This counselor can be an expert and a doctor, a lawyer.
他是全能的神。
He is the mighty God.
啊，他经常跟我们同在。
He always dwell with us.
每个时刻都跟我们同在。
In every instance, he is with us.
啊，他和平的君。
He is the Prince of Peace.
所以在以前诗篇的作者啊说，主的名啊何其美。
Therefore, in the past, in the author of Psalm would say, how wonderful is the Spirit of God.
好，我们请看诗篇第八篇。
Let's look at Psalm 8.
第八篇的第一节
Psalms 8 verse 1
诗篇第八篇的第一节
Psalm 8 verse 1
主我们的、啊、神我们的主啊你的名在全地何其美
O Lord our God How excellent is your name in all the earth
好再看第九节
Verse 9
主我们的神 啊神我们的主啊你的名在全地何其美
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
哦，说第一节也是在描述神的名是何其美，哈、哦，很美呀、啊。
From the first verse, it says the name of the Lord is excellent.
哦，这个何其美很奇妙啊！有一个信徒的名字叫何其美。
Talking about excellent in the Chinese form, there's a person in the church whose name is excellent.
哦，所以在讨论这个节的时候，他眼两个眼睛啊特别大，说是不是要谈我啊？哎，不是。我们就要讲神的名字，不是在谈你啊。
When I'm talking about this verse, she will ask me with a very bright eye, saying, "Are you talking about me?" I said, "No."
你看神的名字啊，非常美妙。
You see, the name of God is wonderful.
啊，这是神的名所代表的内涵。
The meaning and the content of the name.
所以神就是按这个观念啊来认识我们。
In this way, God knows us.
所以这个名字里头的内涵，比如说我们都有一个名字。
We all have a name.
那我们受洗以后，当然也有一个新的人新的名字。
After we have been baptized, we also have we become a new person and carrying a new name.
那神也是按照这个名单认识摩西。
In this way, God also knows Moses by his name.
所以神对摩西说：“我按你的名哈来认识你啊。”
In this way, God says, "God, I know you by name."
啊，这个名啊，不是说简单一个摩西啊，你叫摩西哈。这个小朋友叫摩西，摩西啊，不是那个外在这个名字而已的。
This name is not an outward name to call, such as Moses, Moses.
啊，所以神爱摩西这个名字特性，这个摩西是怎么一个人
？God knows how a Moses is inside him, how his attributes nature is.
啊，那我们根据这个当时啊，摩西五经啊这个记载啊。
According to the five books of Moses.
那就是出了埃及进入旷野以后。
After exiting out of Egypt into the wilderness.
啊，神的百姓经常得罪神。
Many a times the people of God have offended God.
那很多次啊，神都非常的生气。
Many times God has been angered.
啊，就想要惩罚这些百姓。
He wanted to punish the people.
啊，甚至要毁灭。
He even wanted to destroy them.
哇，那时候摩西啊，就很谦卑啊，就跪在神的眼前来替这些百姓代求。
During those times, Moses would kneel humbly before God to pray and intercede for them.
啊，禁食四十昼夜。
And fasted for 40 days and nights.
趴在地上。
Lying on the ground.
哇，这个脸伏于地，就这种谦卑，这个是你看四十昼夜是不断这种姿势本身就很不舒服啊。
Facing the ground completely, and even this action is also very uncomfortable.
啊，但是他四十昼夜。
But for 40 days and nights.
啊，就表示这个坚持，他为他非常爱这些百姓。
Which means he was persevering to express his love for the people of God.
那这个就是摩西啊。
This is Moses.
所以摩西这个名字不是说还在我们在叫说啊 ，James Peter。啊，不是这个而已的。
Moses, this name is not only an outward calling name like James or Peter.
哦，这个圣经也说，摩西啊，为人呢极其谦和。
The Bible also describes Moses as the most gentle person on earth.
那诗篇也说，假若是没有摩西站在破口阻挡的话，挡住那个破口啊，那神早就要灭绝以色列百姓的。
The Book of Psalms it also says that unless it were for Moses to stand in the breach, God would have destroyed the people of Israel.
所以所有的圣经都非常肯定摩西这个人啊是非常的谦和啊，非常有爱心的替百姓代求。
So the books of the Bible testified for Moses, saying that this person was a very gentle and meek person who interceded for the people of God.
啊，所以神按照摩西的名字，这个名字说的代表这个人的为人处事内涵。
God knows Moses by name, his character and his ways of doing things.
也就是说，神非常认识摩西，是非常认识、非常知道他的。
God knows Moses in and out.
啊，不只是叫出他的名字而已。
Not only calling him by name.
还知道这个摩西是一位怎么样的人。
And he even knows what kind of person Moses was.
那我们看，在启示录哈里头有。七间教会。
We know that in the book of Revelation there are seven churches.
那七间有一间哈，很特别。
There was a particular church that was quite special.
我们请看启示录。
Let's refer to Revelation.
第三章的第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse
1. 你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说啊，我知道您的行为。你按着名你是活的，其实啊是死的啊。所以这里在描述这个撒迪教会。
Here it describes the Sardis Church.
按着名啊你是活的。
By name they are alive.
那这个按着名是活的，就是外在啊，你是活的啊。这个因为你的名字能够叫出来，你也可以答应啊。这个名字你说哟，我在这里，那表示你人还活着啊。
By name, when the name is called, they can respond. Therefore, they look like they are alive.
这是外在的名字啊。
This is an outward name.
啊，你叫我的名字，我说，哎，你在叫我是吧？哎，我会回应啊。
If you call my name, I will respond.
但是我这个人啊，这个人，这个撒迪教会，这个啊，神知道他名字哈、啊，他名字还内涵，他到底是怎么一间教会？里头信徒是怎么的组成分子？他们的想法，他们的那个价值观哈、啊，他们的行为哈、啊，他们的。心中的思心思意念怎么样呢？
But in reality, God knows what kind of members comprise of this church. What are their values, their attitudes?
哦，那才是最实际的。
These are the most relevant.
所以他们内心呢、啊，这个灵里头其实是死的。
Within their heart, actually, they are dead.
啊，所以神就认识，你看神可以看到他们心思意念呢、啊。
So God can see through their minds and their thoughts.
那外表上来看啊，这些人还是在。会堂里面拜神呢、啊。
Outwardly speaking, they're all gathered in the temple of God to pray.
啊，他们在聚会啊。
They are also doing their service.
啊，他们也是祷告啊。
They pray.
但是其实他们就是没有那种行为的，没有行出哈、啊，没有行出他们应该有的这个基督徒的本分。
But they do not act out their responsibilities as Christians.
所以有的英文圣经都说哈，啊，我知道啊，主说我知道你的记录。
Therefore, some versions of the English Bible says, "I know." Your recordings of you.
这个记录以前所做的、所想的啊，全部有一个 肚子啊，在记录。
Recordings in a book of what you say, the words that you say, the things that you do.
哦，好像我们现在打电脑哈，您不管您打什么样，都已经存在电脑里头啊。
Whatever things that you type into the computer is already a database in the computer.
啊，现在网络你一打进去以后，哎，这个消不掉的。
Whenever you go to the internet, it cannot be erased.
连这个打进去以后，已经到了这个天上的 iCloud 哈，这个。在网站公司啊，他们有个更厉害的存档的位置在天上，他们叫 iCloud。
So whatever you type in, it has been inputted into the iCloud.
所以有人犯罪的话要去查，哎，可以查得到哎，啊，这个因为在天上，谁也消不掉的。
So, it cannot be erased. So when the government wants to look after for criminals, they can easily search for him.
这个现在被称为这个区块链啊，这个 blockchain。
It's called a blockchain.
就是你一上传以后，那就消不掉的。
Once you upload into the iCloud, it cannot be erased.
啊，就变成一个永远的记录。
It is a forever recording.
啊，神就按照这个来认识我们呐。
In this way, God knows us.
哦，不是认只是认出我们这个外表外在这个名字。
God do not know us only by the outward name.
啊，神在天上看那个记录。
God looks at our recording.
那个就是我们。
That is us.
所以上面记录有个叶文泉。
On the top, up there, it's recorded, 叶文泉。
哦，他什么时候说对谁说什么话了
？At what time, he will speak such words to others？
哦，他晚上吃什么东西呀
？At night, what does he eat？
他讲什么？他甚至于他心里在想什么
？What is he thinking in his heart？
哦，这个天上都已经记录了。
It's all recorded in heaven。
啊，那一些总合起来，就是我这个人。
The summary of a whole list, that is me。
啊，神就是按那一个来认识我们的。
In that way, God knows us。
啊，将来审判也是按这个来审判。
In the future, during judgment time, we are judged this way also。
啊，所以那个名啊，就是有个内涵。
So this name carries a deeper meaning。
因此呢，我们要做一个实在哈的信徒。
Therefore, let us be practical believers.
那以前有位传道跟我说哈，
In the past, there was a pastor
这个话哈，也有虚也有实。
There are words that are empty, and some of them have meanings.
我想说这个话哪有虚跟实？话这个话一讲出去以后。你听得到这个叫做话吗
？What I was thinking was words are but words because anytime you can hear of it, those are words.
话就是有声音呢、啊。
Words are defined by the sound that you hear.
啊，哪有什么虚跟实
？How can it be defined as something that has carries with it meaning or not？
虚跟实就看我们内心啊，内心假设没有这个意思的话，这个虚情假意啊，啊出来的话就是很虚呀、啊。
The meanings are defined by the attitudes in our heart. Sometimes we'll say false things in much flowery words.
啊，就是我们热心呢、啊，我们的虔诚啊，也是有虚跟实。
Our fervency and our reverence are also may also be real or fake.
所以雅各书那里不是说这个有的人虔诚啊是虚的。
Therefore, in the book of James, it is recorded that some people are godly only in the outward.
啊，只是外表而已。
Because they're fake, because it's only on the outward.
没有实在的。
It's not in reality.
啊，所以就说了这个，有的人说，哎呀，你吃饱了没有？你有没有睡好啊？你有没有穿那个暖和啊
？Therefore, some people will ask you, have you eaten? Did you have a good rest, good sleep?
啊，是礼貌上在关心。
They're only by lip service, they're caring for you.
但是问了以后，他就走了。
But upon asking, then they left.
他没有等到你回答，反正他问了以后，他就觉得，哎，我该问安了哈。那我不管你是不是真的好不好，我不理你哈。这个不是我的事情，因为我说啊，你好吗？啊，只是一个礼貌上啊，他就走了，他也不管你是不是发烧37度、38度，他也不管。
Because they were only doing these things out of politeness, they did not even wait for your response. They, as long as they have asked you and said hi to you, then they leave.
我说这个是虚的。
These are fake.
那在表面上看起来，哎，我有问安啊，我有问你说你好吗
？Outwardly, they have asked you, "How are you? Are you well?"
但你的内心啊，不是真的在问安呐、啊。
But within their hearts, you are not asking, really concerned about that person.
啊，是没信主的人也会问说你好吗
？Even the unbelievers can say, "How are you?"
我们在走路在散步碰早上碰到人也说 "Good morning," 哈 ，"How are you?" 你好吗？也是在问安呐、啊。
Even when we're jogging in the morning, we'll meet with some people on the street. They can also ask you, "How are you?" Good morning.
啊，但是他万一的已经发烧39度、38度，啊，这40度哎，我们也不会去理他，因为我们不认识他。
Even if the person has been having a fever for 38, 39, 40 degrees, we will not help them because we don't know them.
所以这种问安就是虚的。
So this kind of saying hi is fake.
圣经啊，不要我们成为一个虚的信徒啊。
The Bible doesn't want us to be fake believers.
因为神是按我们名字内涵的认识我们呢。
Because God knows us by name from within.
啊，所以我们要实实在在，要实践主的道理，把它做出来。
In truth and reality, we should act out the words of God.
好，请看雅各书。
Let's refer to James.
雅各书第一章。
Book of James, chapter 1.
25节。
Verse 25.
雅各书第一章二十五节
James chapter 1 verse 25
我要详细查看那全变使人自由之律法的并且时常如此这人既不是听了就忘了乃是实在的行出来就在他所行的事上必然得福、啊、这里提到就实在、啊、实在的行出来
To be a doer of the work
这个就不是虚的
This is not a fake
它是有个行动
There is an action involved.
那这个行动就是我们就是信心所带出来的一个行动。
This action is carried forth by faith.
所以真的有行动信心啊，这个叫做 substance 啊。这个我们希伯来书十一章第一节那边就是说这个信心的定义啊。
A work that is executed out of faith. This is also recorded in faith's definition in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
中文说这是一个实底哈，那是一个 substance 有东西的。
That this is of substance because it's a something that exists.
啊，不是虚的。
It's not fake.
所以就实在行出，这很实在的啊。我们说圣经教导我们要爱人呐、啊，那我们就去爱关心信徒啊。有的时候就打个电话啦、啊，问安啊，你啊最近怎么样啊？好像很久没有看到你呀、啊，啊你忙什么、啊、
？Or be doer of the work. In reality, like caring, for example, loving others, you truly care for others. Give them a call and ask them how they're doing.And be concerned.
我们曾听到一个这样的见证啊。
We have once heard of a testimony.
啊，有个姐妹啊，非常爱另外一个信徒啊。
There was a sister who really loved another.
爱那个家庭。
Another family.
啊，那个家庭啊，有几个孩子非常忙。
That family had several children, and the parents are extremely busy.
所以聚会啊，老是迟到。
They're always late to church.
啊，当然，有的人说，哎呀，你要早点来呀、啊，不要迟到啊。
Some people will only say, "Please come earlier so that you're not late."
啊，这种的也是好，但是也是一个虚的，因为他没有行动。
These kind of wordings are also good, but they are quite fake because there's no action involved.
但是有个姐妹就不一样了。
But there was a sister who was different.
我就经常去她家帮忙这些孩子处理耶。哦，包尿布啊，换尿布啊，要怎么样喂牛奶啊，就赶快帮忙。
This sister really helped out in their family to help change diapers, to feed them with milk.
啊，甚至要洗衣服就赶快洗呀、啊。
And even help them with their laundry.
啊，为了让这个家庭啊能够准时的参加聚会。
So that this family is able to come to church punctually on time.
这个就实在行出来呀、啊。
This is an actual action that's carried out.
这种就是一个实在的基督徒啊。
This is a true Christian.
啊、所以圣经要告诉我们讲这个忍耐结实、啊、
The Bible teaches us to endure and bear fruit.
你看这个结实就说这个谷粒、啊、在麦子里头，这个麦子是很实、很饱满的、啊、不是只有一个壳，里面是虚的。
Just as the wheat, the seed of the wheat inside is truly solid and full, it's not empty.
但是这个要忍耐的结实。
But these are fruit of endurance.
那忍耐结实的话，就让我们生命非常的丰盛。
So that our lives can be abundant.
说神在选召我们
，When God elected us，
他就已经装备了我们
，He already prepared us。
所以圣经说，神的本性都很丰盛的居住在基督的里头啊。
Therefore, the Bible says the attributes of God are manifested on the body of Jesus。
所以基督的本身就非常丰盛。
The Lord Jesus Himself is already abundant.
值得让我们来信靠他。
So that He's worthy for us to worship Him.
因为他里头没有一点的虚假。
Because within Him there's no falseness.
就是很实际、很实在。
He's very true.
啊，他不会说谎话，他的应许啊都是实在的。
He will not speak lies, and His promises are true.
那我们在基督里头也得了一样的丰盛。
Within Christ, we also become abundant.
所以。神按我们的名来认识我们。
So God knows us by name.
那这个名字里面必须要很实在，有内涵，有东西。
Within this name, that it should be solid. It should not be empty.
那最主要的就是要行道，不要只是单听到而已。
Most importantly, we are not hearers only of the word, but doers of the word.
那做一个实在的基督徒。
To be a real Christian.
那神就祝福我们，我们就会得到福气。
And God will bless us. We will receive blessings.
啊，因为圣经说，就在我们所行的事上，必然得福。
then we will be blessed in whatever we do.
啊，必然得福。
We will be blessed.
啊，这是主耶稣的应许啊。
This is the promise of Jesus.
啊，所以神按我们名字认识我们，好像当时啊，神按摩西的名字来认识他。
So God knows us by name, just as God knows Moses by name.
好，再唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
217首217。
Hymn number 217.